the worship team again for leading us in this time of singing and praise to the Lord again this morning. It's just good to be able to enter into a time like this and fellowship together and know that the Father is more than willing to enter in with you when you open up your heart and allow Him to speak to you. Going to change the service up a little bit this morning. For those of you that were not aware, the lay pastors did a retreat. We left Thursday night and came back last night at about 6:30. And we met in Western Pennsylvania with the lay pastors from the Indiana church and also from the church in Ontario. So we had a blessed time together. And on the way out driving, we rented a bus. And so we all got in the bus and went together. And we stopped and got supper. And I want to say thank you to all of you for being able to support our lay pastors and to be able to do this, to have a weekend of being refreshed together. And it's only possible because yous have contributed financially for that to happen. So thank you for that. On the bus on the way out there's somebody started singing, and the singing continued, and I would venture to guess at least an hour and a half or something like that. We were singing on the bus there, and it seemed like soon one song wasn't hardly finished till another one was started, and sometimes there was two starting at the same time, and it was just a blessed time. And just a time, it really refreshed my soul to be able to just sing together and join together in unity with our voices in harmony. And I thought about how the kingdom of God is that way, and the children of God should be that way, wherein when we join together in unity, there is a beautiful song that comes out of our lives as we are, as we yield ourselves to Him and join together in the focus of our time here on earth. So I asked the lay pastors if they would be willing to get together and sing a couple of songs for you this morning, and we're going to do that. So after that, I've also asked the lay pastors if anyone would be willing to share some thoughts, some insights from what they accomplished or what they received this weekend. And I had five of them agreed to do that, and the ones that didn't agree, they're going to do it anyway. But so if the lay pastors, if you could all come up and just line up front here, Jim is going to lead us in some songs here, and we'll see how this goes. This hasn't been rehearsed. We sang it one time on the bus, so.
Sing a mighty power.
These are the people that pray for you, that care for you, and they do a tremendous job, and I think they deserve an amen. Yeah, this time I've asked John to start it off with sharing whatever God has laid on his heart, so it's yours.
I'm used to standing up front over there, not here. I just want to testify this morning of the goodness of God, and I'm thankful for the opportunity we had to go and gather together as leaders. And the theme of the weekend, or the kind of the title that Brother Loyal used, was Back to the Basics. And he began his session with talking about creation and how history and mankind all began. And I was really touched again with how intimately God is involved in our lives, how his hand is upon us even when we don't feel it or see it. And I'm going to read Genesis 1, 26 through 28. So then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And later on in verse 2, God saw that he had made man, and he said it was very good. And one of the exercises we did, we took those verses, and there was blank spaces where it said man. And you put your own name in that blank. And God said, let us make John in our image. Let us make Luke. Let us make Dave. Let's make Jamie and Bev and Dawn. And let that sink in. God really touched my heart and said, I made you. I made you just the way I want you, and it's good. And I've struggled for a while with some past experiences I've had of not being good enough. And God touched me this weekend, and I don't have to be good enough. He made me just the way he wants me, and it was good.
I'm still old school. I use paper. Luke asked if he share something that touched us this weekend, and I thought, well, how in the world do you take one thing out of a weekend like that, that was so full and touched me at so many places? How do I pull one thing out? And so as I was stressing over this last night and trying to gather my thoughts together, I took a look at the whole weekend. And I had the privilege of sitting up in the driver's seat of that bus and having that singing bouncing off the windshield in front of me. And it was a real blessing. I had to fight to concentrate on driving versus singing and trying to keep that all in balance and keep it on the road. But this weekend, we heard a lot of things about relationship, a lot of things about our relationship with God, with others, and even with ourselves. We heard how sin is what breaks that relationship between us and God, between us and others, and how that affects our view of ourselves, when we begin believing lies about ourselves, and just like John shared, feeling inadequate. We heard a lot about forgiveness and how it is a command. It's not a suggestion, it is a command. And that forgiveness only comes through the cross of Jesus Christ. But I also saw a different example, and I know it was hoped for, but I don't know that it was really planned or that it could be orchestrated. But I saw relationships that were growing, were building. I saw new relationships being formed. I saw a oneness in a group from Canada, Indiana, Pennsylvania. It started on the bus, and as Luke was saying, you know, by the time we hit Route 30 out here, I knew this was a good weekend because there was just this buzz back through the bus. And it was fellowship. It was sweet fellowship. And then, as Luke said, we got out farther and the singing began and we began to worship. And as we got into the weekend there, it carried over. As we met with the Ontario group, they were there when we got there. And then the group from Indiana came, and it just seemed to keep adding to that oneness. And, you know, we got to know some people that we hadn't met before, or else we met before and forgot. But relationships were building. And those relationships grew in 2 days to a point that when it came time to leave, there was some sadness, there were some tears. And I thought, wow, what a contrast. The oneness that we felt among each other and the way we were taking a look at broken relationships. What was it? It was God. It was the Holy Spirit moving there. And I had to, there was a couple verses, and these verses were not, I don't believe were used there. But Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." And John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." And what really spoke to me this weekend is it's Satan that's trying to destroy our relationships with each other. He's trying to destroy our relationship with God. He's just trying to destroy each one of us. And it's only when we come to the cross that we have wholeness and oneness. Loyal gave the example that when a pack of wolves wants to take a sheep or whatever it is they are after, they will single one out and they'll destroy it. And that's exactly how Satan is. He wants us to believe lies to separate us from the group. Are we going to listen to him? Are we going to allow him? It's a decision. It's one we all have to make.
Well, I feel like I'm getting a little too much FaceTime here this morning, but whatever. What a weekend. What can I say? You would have been there to experience it too. Yeah. Know what we're talking about. John, by virtue of going first, kind of stole my thunder, but that's all right. There's plenty more to be had. One of the things that I was encouraged about and Lowell talked about was the oneness. And you know, Jesus prayed to the Father before he went to the cross. He said that they all may be one as you and I are, Father. And so Our unity, our oneness is in Christ Jesus. It's not necessarily in how we look, or, you know, our unity is not in our uniformity. Our unity is in our diversity. But more than that, our unity is in Christ Jesus. And the thing that I want to focus on here a little bit, one thing that I do want to say is there was a passion there, and we saw it early on, for small groups, especially in the people from Canada. They were in charge of pulling this thing together, and they did a bang-up job of it. It was great. And the enthusiasm and the passion that was there for small groups. Sometimes, I don't know how you find it. I know how some of the small group leaders, they talked about it, how they find it. Those of you that are not in the leadership position but are members of small groups, I'm sure there's times it's like, oh boy, small group, do we really got to go? You know. And sometimes those of us as leaders will come to a small group meeting and it's, you know, we just don't have a whole lot because it's been that kind of a day or that kind of a week. But God always supplies, and, you know, we're not told that we need to be chief cook and bottle washer as leaders. Guys, we're supposed to be shepherds, under shepherds. And there's a verse that was mentioned, I think, out there, coming out of 1 Peter 5. It says, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. And we usually think of this as being to ministry. But actually, each one of us are called to ministry, not even just the lay pastors, the ministry and the lay pastors, but how about you husbands and fathers? You're called to be shepherds too. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. Not for gain, but eagerly. Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to those that are under you. And that comes from the ESV. 1 Peter 5, 2 and 3. The thing that stuck out to me is that the Bible starts with God. It doesn't start with sin. It starts with God. In the beginning, God. And he was apparently at a place where he wanted some company. And he said, let us make man in our image. And so that because of that, and this is all pretty basic and pretty elementary, and we've probably heard it many times, that as we have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so we have the person created, a threefold being, body, soul, and spirit. And the thing that's important for us to remember is that we are bearers of that image. That doesn't mean we have God's attributes, but we are bearers of his image. You know, way back in the mind of God, before creation happened, the Word was inside of God, and the Word is Jesus Christ. And in the Spirit of Jesus Christ, there was a little piece with your name on it. And if you believe that this morning, it's yours. That His Spirit is within you. Steve Stutzman likes to say, God opened his mouth, and Christ came out, and creation happened, life happened. And so we are created in his image. That image is an image of dignity. You and I, each one of us, have the dignity of an almighty God within us. Then along came our enemy, our archenemy, and tried to undo all that. And because of that, we have the tendency to move away from that dignity and into depravity. But even in our depravity, we still maintain the dignity of the image of God. And so it's up to us, through the work of the Holy Spirit, which God has given us, to come to our senses, like we heard in the Sunday school class this morning, to come to our senses, like the prodigal son did, and come back to God. And again, walk in that dignity, and remember that It's in him, Acts 17:28. It's in him that we live and move and have our being. And so because of what he has done and the way he has created us, we are just a part of the story. We are not the story. We are just part of the story. The story is bigger than we are. So that's all about God. The God who created us in his image and called us to be his image bearers. And that's what I come away from the weekend with. That image, the image, that which is visible, kind of like a shadow or a, you know, just put your hand up here and see the silhouette of the hand on the wall because of the light behind it. We are called to be bearers of the light, to be that silhouette, to be that visible outline, and to display his likeness and resemblance.
As I reflect back on the weekend, and one thought that came to me was, it was a glimpse of heaven, just a little glimpse of heaven. We all came together from different directions, the one central location for one thing, and that was to praise God. And that picture sticks in my mind as I think, what's to come as we go to heaven? We all come together in one place to praise God. That's what our little picture of our weekend. One thing that stood out to me was, what is my self-worth? What is your self-worth? What do you base your self-worth on? And as was mentioned earlier, we went back to creation. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. And to take that exercise and say, and God said, let us make Mark in our image after our likeness, and fill in the blank there. And so many times when we go through life, we get beat down, we get beat back. And we believe the lies. I'm worthless. I'm not important anymore. I'm a failure, a mistake. Powerless, hopeless. And we believe those lies, and we start beating ourselves down. But you need to come back to the basics and realize that when God created you, he put a worth on you. He gave you a value. He set your value and your worth. And no matter what people do and say, that's your value, because that's what God gave you. And that's where we need to go back to. And even when you go back, as we said, God created me, Mark. And to take that to the cross, when Jesus was hanging there, he said, Mark, I take your sins. And each one of you out there, that's what it was. He took your sin for you, and he mentioned you by name. Remember that.
I didn't know I'd be back here so soon, but I'm here. Yeah, I can say this week has been a very refreshing, it's been a very encouraging week for each of us. I really appreciated the theme of going back to the basics. You know, some of the thoughts that have been going through my mind is, you know, sometimes we think when we're young, as we get older, it won't be as tough. But life is real. And we need to be reminded, one of the things that was said this week is our natural tendency is to digress if we don't stay in the Word. And we need to be reminded to go back to the basics. So just because I'm a leader, just because I'm older, doesn't mean I have it all together. I need to come to the foot of the cross every day. And I was so encouraged by the enthusiasm of the Canadian and the Indiana group, and it reminded me, you know, we've been the church that started, and I think sometimes, and Jim alluded to this a little bit, sometimes we as leaders get tired, or those in the small group, you know, is it small group again? You know, we live very busy lives in this area, and I think we need to be reminded of the importance of, and the times we live, that we need to come to the Word of God. We need each other like never before. And it's so important to make small group a priority. And I just want to thank you for praying for us as leaders, because we need it. We're human too. And our desire is to be the shepherds that God has called us to use. And one of the themes this morning is we've been created in the image of God. And one of the things I was reminded of this week was so often, I know what I tend to do is dwell on the negative things in my life or those around us. That's our human tendency. But to keep in front of me that each of us is created in the image of God and that each of us is special. And when we do that, yeah, we're sinful creatures. We're weak. We make mistakes. That's why we need the Lord. That's why we need each other. And the last thing that really challenged me and something I've been learning more of recently, and this is also going back to the basics, the cross. We all know what Jesus did for us on the cross. Isaiah 53, 3-4 says, "He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." And then Isaiah 53:5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed." And so often we talk about coming to the cross and Jesus forgave us of our sins and our transgressions, our iniquities. But so often we forget about the other side of the cross, that he also came for the rejection in our lives, the sorrows, the griefs, the pains. You know, we may have come to the cross and asked for forgiveness, but there still may be something we're dealing with as a result of that sin. You know, maybe a relationship, maybe abuse in some way. And the last thing, the speaker, he talked about the yoke, that he had a different picture of the yoke than he used to. You know, the yoke, mind you, something very heavy on the oxen. But the verse says, "My yoke is easy, but my burden is light." And I'm so thankful that we have the Lord to go to. And so once again, just encouragement to each of us leaders and each of us in small groups to be committed to that small group life of accountability and staying in the Word, encouraging each other along the way. Thank you.
I prepared 45 minutes, so I'll keep it to 40. Thank you guys for being willing to share, to be open, to be vulnerable, and to share with the congregation. I think a theme was really clear in that, that going back to the basics, we go back to who we are created in God, and that should cause every one of us to rise up and be able to sing a joyful song. And the scripture I want to leave with you is in Philippians 4:8, which is very familiar. It says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." And I just, you know, as I think about the cross and I think about the comfort that is offered that Ken talked about, it can't help but make joy rise up in your heart. It has to. When you stop and think about what God did for you and the what you have been relieved of, what you've been released of,
It has to cause you to walk around with a face that reflects joy on it. And so my challenge to us this morning is that we be those people who walk around with a contagious face, one that is full of joy. And the way we do that is we focus on the things that are good, pure, just, and holy. That's how we are able to walk around and be effective to the people around. So Jonathan, if you'll get that clip ready, I'm going to leave you with just something here to leave you smiling when you leave this morning. Because I believe, again, like I said, the scripture is true, that when I meditate on those things that are pure, just, and holy, and good, we will be like that little child that wells up in laughter, and you can't not smile. So, Jonathan, you'll go ahead and play that. There it comes out. That's what I'm saying. If it's there, it comes out. So that's the people that I believe that God wants us to be. So as we go from here today, let's go with the joy of the Lord in our hearts, because we have so much to be thankful for and we have so much to live for. Father, I do thank you again today for the opportunity we had to fellowship with you here today. I pray that you bless and anoint each one that is in this room this morning. I pray, Father, that our fellowship would honor and glorify you, and that you would be blessed, and that people that we meet would be blessed because of you, Lord. So, Father, I pray that your Spirit would fall upon us and renew us and invigorate us again to all that we have to be thankful for and to worship you and to praise you, that we would do it with all of our heart from deep down inside. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Have the chorister lead us in song.